This week 8 college football picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by mybookie.ag. Winning season continues at mybookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with the promo code SGP20. That's mybookie.ag, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay per head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Finally, we're also brought to you by Sean Green. Pre-order my latest comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, for only $3.99. That's right, only $3.99. Just head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer Dog?
Football. Welcome back to the Big Ten and the Mountain West Conference.
Yes.
As we broke on this podcast, Sean.
We the brought Big Ten. Breaking news, of course, we had Sir Yat on announcing there would be a college football season, told everyone about it. No one believed in us. We believed football would happen. We knew the Big Ten would happen. It's all happening. Joining us, as always, third man in the booth, Colby Dant, a.k.a. the Dantabase, a.k.a. Pick Dundee.
And nobody believed that UMass would come back and just give us cash.
Oh my God. Such a gift.
Which by the way, I have bookmarked their football schedule page. I should tweet this out later
because 71 yards.
It's great right now. It's October 17th against Georgia Southern. Mm. And now we know November 7th, mark your calendars, 2:30 local time. They will be at Marshall.
Yep.
That's it. No other dates yet.
They're independent. They're trying to get some games going.
Please, you know? If you have a college football team, why are you not scheduling a game against UMass? Like, the strength of schedule thing's gotten tougher for these teams. They're missing out on cupcakes. You have a delicious cupcake right there for you.
UMass is FBS.
No, yeah, FBS, correct.
If you're an FCS school and you need a tune-up, maybe for the playoffs,
yeah,
a warm-up game. I would love to only have to lay 7 points.
Dude,
I
don't even know what they ended the game with yardage wise, but it was like late in the fourth and they had like 70 yards of offense.
Oh man.
I was watching the game and there was Georgia Southern is not some, you know, five-star bag dropping program. We can agree on
they're,
that. Right?
They're a good mid-major, but they've been destroyed. They're like Virginia Tech
they're
of the mid-majors.
They're a solid team.
Because the COVID has destroyed. They've had like 30 players out every game.
But they looked as though they were playing a team that was maybe like high school aged prison kids, you know, like at best. It just didn't look like a team. Like someone was going to get hurt. UMass shouldn't be on the field with these. I'm a little worried about a competitive.
Just watching it live, it got me ready to suit up and play for UMass.
I was so mad.
Just the intensity I could bring to that team.
I wonder if we can get the coach on the show and just say, "Hey, dude, you know, we got some tryouts.
Do they take away these kids' scholarships? What happens here? Because if you play one or two games,
they should. But in today's
here's
society,
what I'll know, say.
They have scholarships at UMass? That's a serious question. Okay.
They definitely have a couple.
So people are getting paid. They're getting paid free tuition to play in that game.
Sean as the quarterback, me as the wide receiver. I'm pretty sure we could matriculate the ball down the field.
Yeah.
And some sort of a 7-on-7 situation.
Well, we know running. You can make the 47 yard field goal. So all you got to do is get to the 32.
I am versatile. Thank you, Colby.
Just get it within. Yeah. I mean, just keep running 7 rounds.
And the tackling. I mean, come on. And look, God bless you, UMass. I'm sorry we don't have a game this week to fade.
But I know, man. It's unfortunate.
I was
shocked that it was broadcast. I'm like, this is on ESPN too.
This is the best part of the lack of the big schedule is I had Georgia Southern UMass on one of the big screens in the studio,
but the not only one of the small screens in the country that had it on a
one
big
of the
screen.
Big screens. I had it was a double lock salute, one on top of the other, and we brought it home, Sean.
Well, speaking of lock salute, once again, another triple lock salute for the podcast. That's right, 3 weeks in a row, three triple locks. And Colby and I individually on a hot streak of four straight locks. Kramer and I both did our bonus lock. It was Georgia State. Colby's did not happen. that yeah, listen, that's happened.
My teaser got lost the teaser anyway.
Instead of giving credit to Georgia Southern, we should just say that our bonus lock was the team who played UMass.
Yes, exactly.
Just like it will be next time UMass plays.
There's some hot numbers here. Colby 80% with his bonus locks. Kramer 60% with his bonus locks. We're even doing pretty good on these straight up dogs. 40% for Kramer, 50% for me, 40% for Colby.
That's positive units.
Everyone is 50% and up overall. And man, just stacking that cash right now. We are hot.
I had a very proud weekend of betting on college football because with the exception of that Georgia game, which when I left, Georgia had scored their 24th point and I was feeling pretty good.
They always have the lead at halftime.
With the exception of that game, I feel like I was very selective and I was just on.
Yeah, that Arkansas game was great.
Ole Miss fade lane.
No, you guys got so lucky with that. Ole Miss made six interceptions and a fumble.
Yeah, his head wasn't in the game. They were riding that cover from Alabama.
They got inside the 20. I think it was five times. They got 0 points. Yeah.
Arkansas was never losing that game. I watched that game.
I do love Sam Pittman.
Poor coaching. Wasn't great for the DFS lineup. I'll say that. Maybe I'm out on college football DFS.
No, you can't be.
I'll have to tune in.
Don't be
next
a pussy.
Week.
What are you talking about? Listen to our show on Thursday night.
Yeah, make sure you check out. If you're not subscribed to the College Experience already, I don't know what you're doing. Subscribe to that right away and make sure. Yeah, you're subscribed to the College Experience so you don't miss the bonus DFS episode that Colby and his brother will be dropping weekly. Of course, the presenting sponsor of the Sports Gambling Podcast, mybookie.ag. That's right, baby. Head over to mybookie.ag. Use our promo code SGP20. Get a free $20 bet on only a $45 deposit. You get a free $20 bet. That's right. Free cash in your hands. College football, NFL, the World Series. They got it all. Tons of player props. We've been going hard on the player props in the NFL. Almost hit my Degens only bet.
So close.
Hashtag Degens only.
God, man, wild a week in the NFL. We're dominating, coming off another 4-1 with our Circa Millions contest and the Capra Cup. Doing it all. And we're doing it all over at mybookie.ag. Use the promo code SGP20. Play, win, and get paid, baby.
We're absolutely just putting our flag down in a year, Sean, especially in the National Football League. In a year, we're nothing but whiny little bitches in the sharp community.
This
2020 in the National Football League for sharps can be summed up like this. They were very, 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 very bullish on the Cowboys tonight. That's it. Mm. The Cowboys became the favorites at one point tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People in Slack were like, Sean, do you still like Arizona as your lock? You worried about this line movement?
It's like 21
about line movement.
It was like 21-0 5 minutes into it.
What are you talking? Their defense is horrible. Andy Dalton doesn't play defense. Everyone's like, oh, well, now that they don't have Dak, that's not that big of a deal. Andy Dalton's pretty solid. Yeah, but Andy Dalton's not playing defense, and clearly he's not pretty solid.
Two of the worst takes of the summer. Mike McCarthy is going to revolutionize this, fix the Cowboys, and Andy Dalton puts them in a great situation if Dak holds out. Really? Really?
All right, let's
do college.
Crack one open. Well, plenty of time to shit on the Cowboys coming up. Pouring a tall glass from Colby Sixpack, kicking things off October 23rd. Can't do the math. That sounds like a Thursday, 4:30 West
Friday.
Oh, it is Friday. Okay. Friday.
He wrote it down for you too. It's in there.
I did. I do see that now. Friday night. Tulsa heads to South Florida against the South Florida Bulls. Golden Hurricanes coming off a DNP. 10-point favorites down in Tampa. Colby.
You mean a bye week?
Yes, a bonus bye week. Hurricanes 2-0 against the spread, according to Odds Shark. 1-1 straight up. The USF Bulls, though, 1-4 straight up, but 3-2 against the spread. 10 points. Is that too high for this Golden Hurricanes team, Colby?
No, it's not. Look, Tulsa was I have a win total on Tulsa over 1.5 wins in the AAC, and they're 1-0 against UCF, their hardest team on their schedule.
Wait, say that again out loud.
I have over on 1.5 wins for Tulsa in the AAC. Yeah. Well, they only gave them this year because of COVID.
Well, with the way that defense is playing.
Yeah. And Zach Smith, the Baylor transfer at QB. I was on him last week, but the game got canceled. South Florida is horrible. I know they somehow covered that Temple game. Well, Tulsa's a lot better than Temple. Tulsa rolls. I think they win by 3 or 4 scores.
Tulsa 7-0 against the spread in their last 7 games on the road, 4-1 against the spread overall in the last 5 games. Again, I agree. Much better program, much better team. And they get that sneaky COVID bye. I don't think they'll be that screwed up by the weather in Tampa. So yeah, Friday night, although I'm assuming it is South Florida, they could have the fans there normally on a primetime Friday night game. I'm leaning a home dog, but I'm making the exception here for Tulsa. Kramer.
No one's going to make the Golden Hurricane strip club joke with a game in Tampa. Really? You're just going to leave that on the table for me. Yeah.
Is a disgusting. I think act.
When you look at South Florida, they're a team you identify as being both two things that you don't want to have together. And that's they tend to play a little faster and they tend to be shitty at offense. So again, you might be scared off of 10 points. Don't be. This defense is going to shut them down. And when a fast team gets shut down, it goes bad fast. Let's lay the 10 points.
Can I add in something else too? Like Tulsa, not only are they had a ton of returning starters, but they actually had spring ball. They're one of the few schools that actually had spring ball before COVID hit.
Like it. They don't give a fuck.
So they
or if they got it in before COVID.
Yeah.
And this is one of these games where you're going to see an NFL like total in the mid 40s probably, because this Tulsa team is just going to, they're going to smother them.
Yeah. It's going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
Kentucky heads down to Columbia, Missouri. Kentucky, a 5.5-point road favorite.
How are we going to deal with this team every week?
Yeah. I really don't know what to make of Kentucky.
It's a filthy spot to put.
I feel like every time I'm picking Kentucky, if we looked at my bet spurts profile in Kentucky, it would be horrible because I don't think I have a good handle on this.
Every
team.
Week they pull a horseshoe out of their ass.
What? They won 34-7, bro.
And did they even did Tennessee have more yards? Is that or it was very close? No,
they had two
not.
Pick sixes. Just like I mean, Guantanamo Bay was just horrible. But dude, Kentucky, I was high on them coming into the season. They should have won
Kentucky
their first
had
two games.
7 more offensive yards than Tennessee.
Yeah, but that could be garbage. Also, garbage time. A huge lead. What are you going
to
do?
But these again, I'm just pointing out that Kentucky seems to every game have something happen where you're like, "Wow, that's going to be a regression thing later," and they continue to do it. Maybe at some point, it's football. You got to believe that maybe there's just something going on with this locker room and this team. Where they're going to get it done. We've seen this before with good teams. They find a way. And I don't know much about this Missouri team other than they backdoored us early in the season. I'll look, they might have more horseshoes up their ass. I'm just going to keep rolling with Kentucky.
I'm going Colby. It sounds like you're leaning cute. Kentucky as well.
Yeah. I mean, I was bullish on Kentucky this year. And then when they started out the season 0-2, they lost on a bad call to Auburn. In my opinion,
was a bad beat.
And then also they missed an extra point in overtime against Ole Miss. They if not for that, they'd be 4-0. So
I'm going Missouri. And this is a nice little trend. I'm getting a little too cute, Ryan, but Mark Stoops 10-22 after playing the last game on the road while coaching Kentucky. So the back-to-back road game is a bit of a trap here. And I think Kentucky falls into that trap. Give me Missouri.
Is it a back-to-back road spot
as the home dog?
Fuck.
Does that matter that much this
no,
year?
I think Kentucky is just a team where I'm circling with, they have something magical going on with them this year. I'm getting out of the way. Missouri's trash.
Fair enough. Virginia, UVA heads to Miami. Miami coming off the win against Pitt. Miami at home, laying 11 Saturday night down in Miami. Of course, Colby, what are you doing? Are you taking the Hurricanes here? The non-golden Hurricanes.
Why are you doing this?
I mean, I think I'm on Miami here. Cause Brennan Armstrong still, I'm hearing, I don't think he's playing this Saturday. Virginia didn't look really, I mean, Miami didn't look great either, but I just think Miami's got a more complete team thus far. And especially with Virginia on the backup quarterback.
Sean, what kind of name is Brennan?
It's not a real name.
It's not a real name.
Although Kyler is temporarily a real name after his dominating performance.
He's kind of earning it. Kind of earning it. I mean, look, Virginia might be a team where you might hear some sharp tell you how they really, you know, they perform better than the scoreboard would tell you last week against Wake, blah, blah, blah. You put me in a real tough situation here. You're making me pick one private school or the other. One is a symbolic private school. We have to go with Miami here. Yeah. As much as I feel like there's probably a lot of reasons why Miami's going to find a way to win but not cover. But I'm with you. I think the quarterback is out, right?
Yeah, it's not 100% official.
What does it mean when you sit out with concussion like symptoms?
Yeah, well, and Virginia said that, right? Yeah.
That's what it means, right, Colby? Concussions definitely don't exist.
It's all bullshit.
I'm kind of scared because at this number, who is betting Virginia? Who's backing this Virginia team on the road with the backup quarterback only getting 11 points? It's scary, but I think you got to go chalk here. I think you got to take the Hurricanes, right?
I mean, Miami's D line's really good too. I could see them causing some havoc on Virginia.
Yeah, and it's going to be at night. That's as a backup quarterback, that the game's going to feel a little too big. They're going to have the turnover chain going. That's intimidating for a young backup.
They go on the road to play NC State and then Virginia Tech over the next 2 weeks following this. So there's a look ahead aspect to this, but I think back to your point, this is a night game. Under the lights, they get it done. They win. I mean, this is a 3-touchdown blowout.
Let me ask you this, and we should probably delay this to the end of the episode, but we've had a game canceled every week. I think we should start placing bets on which game gets canceled. that's
a good call. We should call
COVID lock. That's fun.
The Lee Corso not so fast game of the week.
Mask up. COVID's coming. Oh yeah. Talk about a couple promotions we got going on here. First off, Party Belt. If you're watching on youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast, we're giving away a Party Belt. They're pretty awesome. We have one here in studio, SGPN, #DGensOnly. It's a wrestling belt with not one, but two beer holders built into the belt. Perfect gift for a bachelor party or fantasy football championship, whatever. We're going to give one out. We're going to give it out on the College Experience via One Colby Dance. So send in your video of why you deserve a Party Belt to represent DGen Only Nation. Tweet it at Colby. Send it to Colby.
At the Colby D.
Yeah. Colby will decide and will announce it on the College Experience.
I'm a big Ric Flair guy. Hint, hint. All right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, maybe do a Ric Flair impression. Go, woo!
Wow.
Shotgun of beer, whatever
Bobby
it is.
Petrino, you know, like just, you know, some of my guys, you know.
And you're going to get that Party Belt and a free pack of, free case of beer courtesy of us, and go to partybelts.com. Use the promo code SGP, get 15% off. Partybelts.com, promo code SGP to get 15% off. And to add to that, also my next comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, coming out October 26th, and you can pre-order that. And if you pre-order it this week before it comes out, it's only $3.99. First off, I've given you so many fucking winners this season.
Can't even get
$3.99. Come on.
Can't even buy a blank CD for $3.99.
I love how I had to read the ad read for Sean's comedy album, and it was great, but knowing his father, it's even better.
Yeah.
Because
I
have to, yes, in the commercial, yeah, you got the
this loss hurts us all. It's something my dad yelled out on a party bus. I'm coming back from a game where
heard the story.
Dude, your dad,
Cardinals,
my dad,
destroyed the Eagles on primetime.
Your dad and my dad would be fast friends, bro.
But if you pre-order it, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean, send in a screenshot. We'll pick one winner to get $100 cash, SGP hoodie, and you get to give out your Lockjog tees on the podcast.
Wow, that's a lot.
Dude, I just love that, man. I'm
giving back to the fans. Wyoming They're heading to Reno, Nevada, the big city for these Wyomings. Wyoming, they're laying 4.5, home of Josh Allen. Not looking amazing tonight, but still top notch program. Kobe, what are you doing here? Taking Wyoming. I mean, Nevada is the home dog, the Wolf Pack. I know there's some news regarding the coaching situation.
Jay Norvell, their head coach, his father passed away. So how mummy's son, Matt Mummy, interim head coach right now. I mean, look, this sounds horrible because Hal's our guy. We wish Matt Mummy the best, but I got a future on Wyoming over win totals. So Craig Bohl,
But is Nevada maybe rallying around the fact that their coach isn't there?
Winning
they're
one for
a
the
home
Gipper.
Dog.
Could be the
it's going to be Friday night the in Reno. Shit's popping off.
I was about to say the guys in Wyoming. They're coming to Reno. Maybe they hit those.
Get a little distracted. Yeah. There's nothing to do in Wyoming.
Hit that.
At least comparatively. Right?
And the real reason why this is a glorious Saturday is we have football after dark.
Did
baby.
You see at the very end of our sheet?
Yeah,
our gals. Gals are playing this week, baby.
The West Coast lighting up football means we get games after the 5 o'clock game, which is the prime time spot on the East Coast. Sorry, I wasn't even paying attention. What game are we talking? Wyoming, Nevada.
Everyone's favorite.
Jesus, I mean, of all the games,
I love this. I mean, look, I think this Wyoming team is a contender in the Mountain West to win the whole thing.
Like them.
Give me those Cowboys. To get the win. Yes,
normally I hate Cowboys, but give me the Wyoming Cowboys. I'm looking at some Oddshark power rankings, dominant compared to the Nevada Wolfpack, and losing your coach week of that's going to be tough to come back. So, and this is both their first game, right? Am I looking at this right?
Both their first.
Game, so losing the coach for the first game, I think is tough. Give me Wyoming, the road chalk -4.5. Kramer,
let's do it. Let's do it.
Clean sweep. All right, streams crossed.
Kobe tells me to take Wyoming. I you know. Ever since Josh Allen has seemingly discredited the K metric, I'm not going to go against
it's it's coming back.
The
though.
Great University of Wyoming.
Somebody asked me that question on the Saturday morning Periscope. Has Kramer changed his mind on that? And I was like, yeah, I think he has. He hasn't directly told us, but now it's official.
Well, there's always outliers. Right? It's not never 100%.
How's Daniel Jones's metrics there?
We're game back.
All right,
baby. Thursday night football. They beat the Eagles.
I see a glimmer in Ryan's eye. And I don't know if it's the vape pen or his belief.
It
in
could
the
be a little
Giants.
Bit of both.
I gotta be honest. I'm loving it. I'm loving watching the NFC East, dude. Yeah.
No one has more than two wins.
Well, like watching a cage match with Mankind. You know you're gonna see some blood.
Wow, great Mankind reference, right? Arkansas State heads to Boone, North Carolina for a Thursday night special. App State laying 11 at home. I mean, come on. App State on a short week. They
haven't played in a month.
Yeah, they're well rested. They're well rested, man. Are you kidding me? They're a 5-star pick over at BetQL. That's all I need to see. And they're 7-0 against very good offensive teams, which means team averaging over 5.9 yards per play over the last 2 years. So they'll show up for this game. And I think it's a big win for App State. Colby, you're an App State backer. Come on.
No,
you
no,
like,
man.
Boone,
well, you're
North
going,
Carolina.
You're going Arkansas State.
Well, look, dude, they haven't passed the three games. I'm sorry that they played this year. You know, they're breaking in a new coach and they haven't passed the eye test to me. Like they make a lot of mistakes. And to me, yeah, although they're extremely talented because they return a bunch from, you know, a roster that only lost one game a season ago.
So what have they been doing for the past couple of weeks?
I mean, I'm sure they're, you know,
hitting the gym,
yeah,
getting on the practice field, getting together and figuring it out, having covert practices. That's what they do that in that part of the country.
Arkansas State's a good team. The only thing I hate is I hate backing a 2-quarterback system, but Jonathan Adams is a beast.
What is it they say about teams with two quarterbacks?
You have zero quarterbacks.
Appalachian State, like they once did in the hills of West Virginia. They know how to rape. They know how to pillage.
Some Vikings.
I think, man. I mean, based on what I've seen, you got to take Arkansas State, and I would even say sprinkle some on the money line.
Well, it, And there's a bunch of square action on Arkansas State, which is troubling if you're backing Arkansas State.
Are you only referring to Colby?
When the public is backing an 11-point dog on a short week, danger, 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 Colby.
When did Arkansas State play last?
Last week against Georgia State.
And you're when's the last time Appalachian State played?
A month ago.
So they look at the Broncos. They didn't play for a month. Oh. Went into New England and beat the shit out of the Patriots.
Can we give out our locks already?
Maryland is an 11-point dog in Evanston, Illinois against Northwestern.
Big Ten's back. Let's talk about Northwestern.
Ohio State is not on the sheet. Just if people are looking for the most the big game on Fox this week, it's not. We're not going to talk about it. So fuck off.
I don't got a good feeling about that.
Northwestern.
Game,
you know what I mean? Hey, wherever the money takes you,
take the Cornhuskers.
Winners are winners. Northwestern at home, 11-point favorites. I'm going Terps here. This Northwestern team. I feel like every once in a while, people try and sell you that Northwestern has a football program that's like legit. And oh yeah, man, this is Northwestern's year. I don't know. I don't see it. I mean, in these Big Ten programs, Maryland and Northwestern. Like, what has Northwestern done to? Dude, I don't know, to give you an 11-point favorite.
I think it's just because Maryland was awful, and they got the guy who destroyed East Carolina's program, Scotty Montgomery.
I know Maryland's awful. I bet on them last year, but this is a new year, new season, getting 11 points.
I'm backing you. I think Northwestern shouldn't be an 11-point favorite, even against UMass. They shouldn't be a fucking 11-point favorite.
Doesn't Northwestern return a lot of that team? Isn't continuity going to matter?
They do,
here?
But I will say this, dude. Look, Maryland's been dog shit, but they've been recruiting at a really good level, so they got the clear talent advantage.
Yeah, I'll take Northwestern. I'll go on the other side. I think you're.
Hey, fading Scotty Montgomery probably the right thing to do, but I'm gonna ride with the guy who destroyed
you. Guys are
ECU.
Making a very bold bet on a Maryland team.
No, it's betting against the historic nerds of Northwestern that they. Although I play D1 is from Northwestern, I like that guy.
Justin but also Jackson, he's Northwestern.
Also, he's also a hardcore data scientist, so you know.
I think
we got to text.
They're begging you to take Maryland with the 11 here. Begging you.
I don't need to beg you to sign up for Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy sells itself, man. New DFS app. With the other DFS apps, you know, you pick the players, there's a salary cap, that whole thing. This much simpler. For the NFL, they give you 20 player props. You pick your 10 favorite, and of those 10, you pick an over or an under. That's all you need to do. And then sit back, relax, watch the points and cash come in. Bunch of fun contests. We'll be giving out a full Thrive Fantasy lineup on the Tuesday DFS podcast, or we record it on Tuesday. I don't know when it goes out. Kramer's in charge of that. But ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP, instant deposit match up to $50. So deposit 50, you instantly get another free 50 to play with. Ton of fun contests, ton of great opportunities. Overlay alert. If you like DFS and you're Degens only, you will love Thrive Fantasy. Just go to ThriveFantasy.com, use that promo code SGP. Down in Dallas, haven't seen a lot of good football coming out of that city. SMU laying 3 against the Bearcats of Cincinnati. Colby, what are we doing here?
I'm on Cincinnati here.
Yeah, Cincy's defense coming off some rest.
And SMU's best two. I mean, well, Bichelle's probably their best, but Roberson, their best wideout out for the year, and also their starting running back out for the year. So give me the Bearcats.
Yeah, this is just one of those spots where I think the defensive team also
take the money line too. Take the money line on this.
Yeah, I think Cincy's in a real nice spot here, and I also, you know, if you want to do a little correlated parlay, Cincy money line with the under. That would be a fun way to play this one.
I like it.
Do we have a total after that?
No, we wouldn't have a total this early in the week, Sean. Most other shows, they wait until like Thursday to tell you who they're picking. Not us.
No, we're ahead of the game.
Pre-total picks.
I like the Cincinnati team. Like the way they've been playing. Again, like you guys saying, that good defense helping carry them. They're 4-2 against the spread last 6 games.
Skyline Chili.
I think I used that last week. Helped out
as the game got canceled.
They didn't have enough. So enough of that sweet, sweet Skyline Chili.
Skyline Chili is the key.
UNC at home laying 16 points against NC State, rivalry game. Colby, what are you doing?
Dumb motherfuckers. How did they lose to Florida State?
How many drops did they have?
Dumb mother. Yeah. You fucking idiots.
Oh man, give me NC State plus 16. I'm nervous with this one because NC State's Devin Leary. I haven't seen an official report yet, but I think he might be out for the year. He went off on the cart, so that's not a good thing. But their backup got some shine earlier in the year. Started the first game, I think the first game and a half. So give me NC State. It's just too many points. Even though I think North Carolina is clearly the better team. It's just too many points.
Don't underestimate what happened last week. And that was that's going to be a massive hit to their psyche. Whether they were looking ahead to North Carolina State, whatever happened in that game, it created a problem. Their quarterback isn't perfect. They looked horrible. They almost had the comeback, but
they should have had the comeback.
Florida State is one of the worst teams in the country.
I missed the first half of that game, but I turned it on for the second half and I'm just like, wait, they're fucking horrible. How are they winning?
I couldn't believe it. And you know, granted it was a lot of block kicks. UNC is probably the right side here because of the bounce back spot, but I'm with you. I'm going to take the points in the rivalry game. This is way too many points for this is a UNC team that will just write it down. Now they're going to play up and beat teams that are above them in class. And they're going to struggle when they come back down to reality. And this is a level playing field. I think NC State, they're a live dog. I think Dream Crusher occurred last week.
I'm going UNC. I think it's a bounce back opportunity. This is a very talented team that has the ability to put up a ton of points. True. They clean up the special team stuff. And I think this is a perfect get right game. They got embarrassed by Florida State. Now you come home and you have a early kick game,
backup quarterback,
noon kickoff, and you just have a chance to shove it down the throat of your in-state rival. That's a perfect scenario. This should be 17 and above. Give me UNC.
This is going to be one of those games that you turn on and you're like, what's going on here? And just shit looks weird for North Carolina. I'm telling you, this is going to be one of those games. I watch a lot of ACC games. I think I was very surprised to see 16 here.
Yeah. I mean, I think it has to do with Devin Leary being out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Still a lot of points.
Iowa State heads to Stillwater, Oklahoma. Oklahoma State laying 3. Colby. Oklahoma State, Iowa State should be a good matchup. Only a 3-point spread. What are we doing here,
man? This is a ball game here.
It's a test.
Both teams are in the first place in the Big 12. This might be a rematch of the Big 12 championship. But I hold a ticket for Oklahoma State plus 850 to win.
It's our guy.
The Big 12. Yeah, I mean, sort of. Before we found out he was. He was racist.
Well, yeah, he's not our guy anymore. He's not our guy anymore.
We were fans, but there is. I'm a man. I'm 40. Man. Yeah. Give me OK State. They're in Stillwater. I mean, look, I know Matt Campbell. I think the last time he played in Stillwater, they won.
I was gonna say, don't you think this is one of those games we saw the way they struggled against? Was it Tulsa?
Yeah.
They struggled against, and Iowa State has the ability to play a little defense, and they have a much better offense. I don't think they're scared of the moment, and I think they see blood in the water. Because
you know what? Give me Iowa State.
I believe that now that seeing the way the other teams in the conference are playing, this Iowa State team is they're as physical as any other team in the
Purdy's a beast, man,
and same
with the running back.
I've been very disappointed with Oklahoma State. This is the worst quarterback they've had in some time.
No, but he's back. Spencer Sanders should be back for this.
Is he? But yeah. Did he play against Tulsa?
No, he the first drive and he got injured.
Got it. Yeah.
Give me Spencer Sanders at home. Only laying 3. This feels like it should be 3.5, 4. But you guys are both rocking Iowa State.
No. Give me Oklahoma State. Yeah, I'm all over the place here. Look, my ticket. I'm back in my fucking ticket. All right. Give me Oklahoma State.
Kramer, are you sticking with Iowa State?
Yeah, I'm going with Iowa State.
Yeah, I mean, they're in Stillwater. Good spot for them. Yeah, it's a bit of a travel situation for Iowa State.
Here would be, I'll say this. Look out for Oklahoma State to struggle on offense a little bit and Iowa State get out to a quick start. So maybe if you really want to have some fun and you like Oklahoma State, Iowa State wins the first half, Oklahoma State wins the game.
It's a tough game to pick, man, because I think the number's right. I think the number's perfect.
We got ourselves some Big Ten football.
You want to pass this one, Goldie? He picked both sides. So
got ourselves some Big Ten football. Michigan heads to Minneapolis against the Minneapolis Gophers or the Minnesota Gophers. Michigan laying 3.5.
Golden Gophers, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever works, bro.
Golden Gophers, Golden Hurricanes, same difference. Is that how they get golden?
Gold jacket, green jacket.
Who gives a shit? Wolverines, Harbaugh, laying 3.5 against Minnesota. And correct me if I'm wrong, Colby, Minnesota dealing with a bit of a COVID situation already?
Well, you know, I think every team is, you know, what's his name? The best receiver, Nico Collins, just opted out for Michigan. So that's,
I mean, Minnesota's campus has literal gopher tunnels to walk underground to stay out of the cold. So perhaps not the best system when COVID's happening. So that I feel like it's going to
interesting angle. Well,
there's no angle here other than Harbaugh still coaching Michigan.
Yes.
Fuck you. Fuck Harbaugh. Give me the Gophers, baby. 3.5 point home dogs.
Well, and what Rashad Bateman opted back in. So, I mean, that's huge for Minnesota. So, but give me, row the boat, row the boat, baby.
Yeah. PJ Fleck. Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gophers home dog. They'll get up for this game. It's a, what, like 6:30 local time.
Great hook too.
They'll be, you get a little bit of that hook. I mean, I feel like Michigan's always had issues.
This offense returns a lot of people from last year.
Michigan always gets off to a slow start, I feel like. Give me Minnesota as well. Home dog plus 3.5. Before we close it out with our gals and a couple of bonus picks here, I want to give a shout out to Ace Per Head. Of course, Ace Per Head is the place if you want to start your own sportsbook. Why would you not want to start your own sportsbook? Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Get up to 6 weeks free. Ace makes it so simple to start your own sportsbook. Turnkey operation. Yeah, all you got to do is sign up, use that link, and next thing you know, you'll be operating your own online sportsbook. Just that easy. Colby, last couple games we got here. Georgia Southern coming off their nice win against UMass. God bless you against Coastal Carolina.
Our guys. We got our gals in San Diego State. Our guys are Coastal Carolina with the smart
is
with the
teal
turf. You know,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
We gave Coastal Carolina a lot of shit for their teal field, but I'm riding with Coastal Carolina. Give me Coastal Carolina. Georgia Southern coming off that big win. I mean, it's like
hold on.
No, but seriously, like UMass is
it was
like
a big win for us because we won money.
Yeah, but playing UMass is like a batting donut, right? Where
they beat them 63-7 last year.
Yeah, but imagine playing UMass and you thinking you're like you're pumping iron and you think you're like putting up four plates on each side, and then you play a real team and they add a bunch of plates on, you're like, oh shit, I can't do anything.
But then that real
it's like
team
the opposite of a batting donut. I don't know what the analogy
plays
is.
He's on a teal field and is ranked in the top 25 for the first time in the history of the program right now. Won their championship by getting into the top 25. And by the way, shout out to the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, Sun Belt Specialist. I had to put one game on here for you. Two games on here for you. Look, the play here is this, and I love the Chanticleers, whatever the fuck you want to say, but
the Chanticleers.
App State only had one loss last year, and they only got bit once the year before, and that's to a triple option team in Georgia Southern. Give me Georgia Southern. I think they're a live dog.
Yeah, they're definitely a live dog. I mean, this is the classic. Coastal Carolina is tweeting out like first time ever in the top 25, like danger.
Don't steal their moment.
And they play on a teal field. I'm not like, we can't, Sean, I gotta screenshot this and send it to your father somehow.
What? That I'm betting on a team with teal field.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, no, come on, man. We got this.
You can pretend like you bleached your Eagles shirt and it turned teal.
All right. What do we got going on? Oklahoma heads to TCU against Fort Worth, Texas. Oklahoma, a 7-point road favorite. I mean, that to me is that just feels off. Like, you can't trust this Oklahoma team to be a 7-point favorite.
I mean, they're heading to Fort Worth to play TCU.
Yeah. Both teams got 2 weeks off.
Yeah. Give me TCU at home plus 7. I mean, this Oklahoma team feels very fraudulent. They, people just wrote them in as being like in. I mean, what was their preseason rank, Colby? I feel like they were high.
It was a bunch of bullshit. You know, they were like number five or something. It was all retarded. But
isn't this where they start rally? Like,
nah, I just don't think they're that good. And I think they still have some key players suspended. I think this is the last game that they have to sit out the suspension. So I'm
is
on TCU.
Good.
I mean, I like Gary Patterson. Last year they barely lost in Norman off of a bullshit first down, where they didn't.
I like, you know what? Let's do it. I'm not betting on a guy named Rattler.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everyone TCU plus seven.
Yeah. Horned Frogs.
Horned Frogs. Last game of the slate.
It's been a long time.
The return of our gal San Diego State laying 13 against UNLV.
Winners of D-Gen Madness.
Yes. It's been that long. It feels like years ago.
Hashtag Dejins.
Which, by the way, I have a quick theory as to why, and we'll discuss this more, Sean, on the NFL pick show, but as to why the Sharps are struggling and we are not. Mm. Because while they were sitting there getting fat, trying to handicap Korean baseball.
Yeah.
We were in the
creating our own market.
We were in the shop. Swinging our sword and sharpening that blade.
That. Well, speaking of swinging that sword,
Sims.
I'll just give a.
They're not going to lose this week.
Just give a little cowbell rally for Mississippi State.
For the people saying fire Mike Leach. What are you talking?
Yeah,
anything to get that program jump started.
He should have never won that LSU game. He ruined himself.
I think just LSU's defense is horrific, and it'll take a little bit to get the air raid going.
What are we doing here,
San Diego State? Minus 13. Come on.
Yeah.
UNLV. Kidding me?
Hold on. We talked about this a lot when we said maybe we can't be laying this many points with San Diego State until we understand what they can do.
Fuck that. There are gals. I miss them. All right.
UNLV just sucks though. They're 6-12 against the spread in their last 18 games against San Diego State. They're 3-8 straight up in their last 11 games. Like, they're just not a good team.
And Colby, if you see this chart right here, it's all the Mountain West teams. And over here, this very dark red, that's how many people UNLV are returning on defense. So not a good sign. I'm going to go with our gals here, but I'm just going to say it's a lot of points to lay.
Marcus Arroyo, brand new coach at UNLV.
The defense gets it done. The defense scores a touchdown, and the offense only has to put one in the end zone to
block punt. Also,
oh, okay. So the offense won't need to score. We're saying that the special teams and defense of San Diego State will get it done without the offense. Let's go, our gals. West Coast football's back. Nighttime, fall asleep on the couch. Football's back.
Beautiful.
Woo! It's smoking my weed.
Black Dog Tea is, of course, presented by mybookie.ag. Promo code SGP20. Get that free $20 cash in your pocket.
This is a gross. This is, I will say, this is a extra, extra, extra gross slate that you're having us pick through today.
Even by your standards, Colby.
It was a hard week for me to find.
Kramer, yeah. Kick things off. What are you doing for your lock?
Well, I'm going to fade the team who just got in the top 25 for the first time ever. Give me Georgia Southern plus the six.
You're kidding me.
For my dog, give me Cincinnati on the money line in Dallas, because as you pointed out, Sean, not a great city for football right now. And for my tees, we have some blowout potential all across the board. Let's go Tulsa minus four.
Okay.
I'm not double dipping this week. It did not work out well for me last time. Give me San Diego State minus the touchdown.
Get it down to seven like that.
Yeah. Crossing some key numbers. And I was studying Colby, cause he teases so well in college, and he just completely has zero fucks to give about key numbers.
Yeah. That's what you gotta do.
That does seem to be a good strategy.
Let's go Northwestern minus five.
There you go. You're crazy for doing that though. Northwestern. Have they ever won a game by more than five?
Oh, snap. Maryland is
bonus distressed. Lock. You want to throw it out there, Colby?
Give me a second. I gotta look up something first.
All right. Colby, what are you doing? Lock.
My lock is the Tulsa Golden Hurricane minus 10.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I almost locked that up. And my dog is Georgia Southern.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Our streams are crossed, Colby.
Yeah, man. And to tease this thing up, let's go with what are we doing here? Let's go. Give me, let's break down. Well, I'll take Tulsa down to four.
Okay.
And then I will take give me Arkansas State up to 17. And give me where are we at? I just had it. Give me where the fuck
Coastal Carolina.
Cincinnati up to 9.
Oh.
Cincinnati up to 9.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking at all the other games. There's a lot of really good games this week. We can talk about some.
Bonus lock. I'm gonna say, give me my UAB Blazers -2 again on Friday night against Lafayette. I think they're the better team. I think they're gonna get it done.
Okay.
All right. My lock. Give me TCU +7 for my dog. You know what? Maryland outright in Northwestern.
I can see it. I can see that.
And that will be a juicy ride. Money line.
525, maybe 475, something like that.
For my T's. Okay. Appalachian State down to 5.
Yeah. That's 4 key numbers right there.
Coastal Carolina, pick 'em, and SDSU touchdown. And for my bonus lock, let's see. What do I want to throw out here? Fuck it. Give me and UMass definitely not playing, right?
UMass not playing. Okay. If you want some help, Sean, I'll throw out my bonus lock before you.
I'll take Ohio State -27 against Nebraska. Ohio, Justin Fields has been chirping about bringing back football. He is going to be fired up, and they're going to run over him.
I thought you were going to say Bama.
Oh yeah. Shit. Hold on. What's the spread in Bama?
-21 at Tennessee.
Hold on. Well, okay. Yeah. Never mind. Alabama -21.
And you're going to,
but I also like Ohio State.
Go ahead.
What's your bonus?
Well, my bonus, I'm going to tell you that Virginia Tech is a good play this week as a fan. That's not my bonus lock. I would never do that. Les Miles by all accounts, it sounds like he could make the trip. To Manhattan.
Not a far trip.
Kansas State -19.5. I don't see how Kansas scores any points against that defense. And by the way,
we got murdered on that last week.
Kansas State's -19.5, you said?
Yeah. Kansas State's we pushed. West Virginia -21 pushed.
It doesn't matter. They returned a kick with 2 minutes left to win.
Doesn't matter. It pushed it.
Let's talk. What's the what cancel game you going with? Let's do this.
Oh yeah, let's pick a COVID game.
What do you got COVID wise?
I'm gonna say Minnesota, Michigan.
I'm gonna ride. Look, you gotta circle the state of Florida.
Has a single.
It's true.
Well, two things.
There's two games there.
The Big Ten games that like we don't know anything about this conference yet.
Northwest. I could see Northwestern being pussies too.
But I think you're right. I think it's best to look more into the South.
It's got to be one of the Florida games. It's got to be South Florida, Tulsa, or Virginia, Miami, right?
Oh yeah. Never mind. I'm going UVA, Miami.
Yeah, I think UVA, Miami
after that win. Are you kidding? Or no? Yeah, Miami after the win. Or who's Florida State? What are they? Who's Florida State playing?
They're playing at Louisville.
I'm going to go with North Carolina. NC State gets canceled because North Carolina just played.
I got
Florida State. So there's a lot of close contact with some Florida State.
Florida folks. State. They're like ready to, they're in like a mosh pit in the stadium. So I think Florida State, Louisville, that's actually good. Sorry. That's my final answer.
I'm going
Florida State, Louisville. Wait, will be
we didn't
canceled.
Pick that one though. It can be any game.
Yeah. It's gotta be one on the, I guess if you want to do that, if you want to get crazy with it,
Sean's changing the rules.
Virginia, Miami.
I didn't know there were rules. UVA, whatever that game is.
UVA, Miami, I think is the play. Okay. I mean, unless you want to go South Florida, Tulsa, both are in South Florida.
I'm telling you,
a lot of people could have the virus. Come on, Miami, get that Rona.
Okay. Kramer has UNC. What do you have, Colby? Final answer.
I'm going UVA, Miami.
Okay. UVA, Miami. All right.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. You can get that link in the episode notes, as well as pre-order my album. This loss hurts us all. And what else is going on? Check out my bookie.ag. And yeah,
maybe donate a couple pennies, maybe a cup of coffee to a local sharp. who's in need right now.
Help your sharps. There,
a local sharp could maybe isn't going to eat tonight.
Sharps and touts, they're getting murdered right now.
It's been so hard.
Times are tough. Tell them to subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Shout out to the Broad Stop.
Shout out to the Broad Stop in beautiful Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Let's go, Hokies.
Kramer, let it ride.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.